Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
There's a great judgment day that is coming, we know it's coming to one and all. For the judge shall descend in his power divine and judge both the great and small. When Jesus
on the judgments of God that will come in the last days. We are definitely seeing these judgments beginning to happen all around us. We can see
incredible things happening. When we look at what is happening in the Middle East, the beginnings of war, and when we look at what is happening in the Gulf of Mexico, we can clearly see that when God takes his hand away, we are facing total destruction. And during the hour of the tribulation, these things will definitely come to pass. We will see all the fish in the oceans die. We will see all the trees dry up. We will see all the grass simply withering away. So we know that the judgments of God are definitely coming upon this planet. God has spoken it in his word, and they will come to pass. The question is, will the child of God go through the tribulation? Will he be here? The word of God establishes that we, the children of God, are not going to go through the tribulation. We are going to be evacuated before the horrifying times will come. The question is, when will the tribulation period begin? What's going to be the kickoff? Today I will teach on this. We know that God has a set timetable for everything to begin and for everything to end. And there is a set time for the tribulation to begin. But the question is, what is the starting shot that will begin these tribulation times? Today I will teach on this subject, but before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts so that they can see the times and the seasons that we are in. We thank you, O God, for the word of God. We ask you, Lord, that you will bless each and every one in Jesus' name. When we study the book of Revelation and the end times, there is an interesting clue on how we can know the times and the seasons for the tribulation to begin. In Matthew chapter 24, it tells us, it'll be like as in the days of Noah, and it'll be like as in the days of Lot. People will be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, meaning life will go on as usual. There's not going to be a great change. Then suddenly something will happen. And what will happen? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." When we look at what is happening on the world scene, there is one cry out there. We want peace and safety. People will do anything to get peace and safety. Even the Israeli people are starting to give up more and more land for peace and safety. The whole world is screaming out, we want peace and safety. In verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us, "But you, brethren, you are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light." So the Lord is warning us and showing us, you the children of God, you are not in darkness. You will understand the signs and the times. You will know what it means when everybody is shouting for peace and safety. And I have heard something very interesting. The MCC has decided they will accept a one world government because then there's going to be a one world army. And because of that, there's going to be peace and safety. Nobody will fight against them. So you know how people are starting to think. They want peace and safety at all costs. So we need to be very much on the alert. But then something will happen. What will happen to kick off the Great Tribulation? People are living as usual. There is not a big change. People are screaming for peace and safety. We are seeing destruction all over the place. How will the tribulation be kicked off? What will be the starting shot? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, it tells us, "For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." The kickoff will be when the Antichrist will appear on the scene. Then you can start beginning to count down the days. You can count down the years, the months, and the days to the end when Jesus will come back. That is very clearly put in the book of Revelation. The tribulation period will be divided into two parts, 3.5-year period parts. The first 3 years, 3.5 years, there's going to be relative peace. But in the last 3.5 years, it's going to be terrible war. But it says the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. This means the mystery of iniquity. That means the Antichrist is now on the scene. But he cannot be revealed until the one who is holding him back will be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed. Who is the one that is holding back the Antichrist? The one that is holding back the Antichrist is the Church of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. The moment the Antichrist would appear on the scene now, everybody would identify him. But it says, the one that is holding him back will be taken out of the way. That means the church will be taken out. They will be taken into the portals of glory. Then the Antichrist will come upon the scene. And then the tribulation period will begin. It says here, he will come for a reason. Because the peoples of this planet have decided they don't want God. They don't believe that God exists. So they are going to believe a lie. I'm going to read to you the scriptures in 2 Thessalonians that teach of this truth. It tells us in verse 11 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." This is why the people will simply fall for the Antichrist. Yes, there's going to be millions of people turning to the Lord during the tribulation. They will become Christians, but most of the planet will believe a lie. And the reason is this: God shall send them strong delusion. In other words, if somebody does not have a love of the truth, then God takes his hand away and he allows them to believe a lie. And the worst part of it is, those who love and believe a lie, God sends it to them so that they all might be damned because they don't have a love of the truth. That's a very sobering thought here. If a person doesn't want the truth, God sends them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And the reason God sends them that so that they will be damned. This is what the Word of God teaches. So, how are you standing with these questions today? Do you believe the Word of God, or are you nonchalant about it, or don't you believe it at all? If you do not have a love for the truth, you can be sure that God will send you strong delusion. That works everywhere. That works in religious systems. If you will turn to your religious system over the Word of God, if you would rather serve a religion than the Word of God, God will make you to believe, will allow you to believe that what your religion teaches you is true. He will send you strong delusion that you will believe a lie so that you will be damned. This is what's happening to homosexuals. They are believing the lie that it's a normal lifestyle. So God sends them strong delusion that they believe it. And so the consequences are they will be damned. This is how it works. This is what Scripture teaches. We need to understand that. The peoples of this planet will start to get to feel the wrath of God once the church is evacuated, especially once the first 3.5 years will expire during the tribulation. Then this whole world will be engulfed in war. We can see the planet being systematically destroyed. All the fish in the ocean will die. All the trees will burn off. There's not going to be any green grass. The water will turn to blood. One of the main reasons is this. It is because people are worshiping the planet. They're worshiping trees. They're worshiping animals. And God will allow these to be systematically destroyed. And when we watch what's happening today in the Middle East, we can see the little nation of Israel standing by itself. We can watch in the very near future of what will happen to them that turn against the little nation of Israel. The Americans are feeling the wrath of God in the Gulf of Mexico because the American government is trying to get Israel to give up parts of Jerusalem. We, by the grace of God, the President of the United States is too busy in the Gulf of Mexico with that oil problem, so he can't really do a whole lot. I believe that's the grace of God. But we will see what will happen to Turkey and Iran in the very near future, who are basically declaring war on that little nation of Israel. God will retaliate. I want you to take note of that. I want you to look at these nations, Turkey and Iran. You will see what God will do to them. So for the children of God, here is a warning. Lift up your heads. Your redemption is drawing nigh. We can see these things all around us beginning to come to pass. We can see them coming into fruition. The signs of the times are here. The earthquakes, the pestilences, the beginnings of war are all around us. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been listening to this program and you have been wondering whether I'm really preaching the truth or not. Take the Word of God. Study it for yourself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. It's not your religious system. It's not your Bible reading. It's not your church going. It's not anything except the blood of Jesus. There's only two things that will take care of the sin problem, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ or the eternal lake of fire. What will your choice be? So come to Jesus today. We are fast running out of time. He is about to come back for his bride, and you do not want to go through that horrifying time of the tribulation. Yes, God is calling to his church. Wake up. Time is fast running out. So turn your life over to him. Give him your life and your heart, and you will become a child of heaven. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
While you are blessed with this precious moment, Jesus is ready to say, sinner, before you make your decision, is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
Satan may say that you're young and healthy, there's plenty of time to pray. But death is sure and life is uncertain, is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance?
Can you be sure that you'll see tomorrow? Would you be wise to wait? Death's chilling arms this night may embrace you. Is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray? Is this your last chance to pray?
When I teach on the truths of the Bible, I especially want to zero in on the truth of the subject of salvation, because we have to understand that we are here for a season, and the eternity that is waiting ahead of us has to be established while we are here in this body, because once a person dies, after death comes the judgment. So the question is asked, do people have a love for the truth, or are people trying to push their own agenda? This is where the matter lies. God looks at the hearts of the people. He doesn't care how polished we are or how sophisticated we are. He is looking for a heart that is searching for the truth. The truth is found in the Word of God, but if your heart is not searching for it, you will not find it. And even if you will see it, you will not believe it. The Word of God teaches us in Acts chapter 13, verse 38, Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So here it is very clearly written. It is by the Lord Jesus Christ that we are justified, but from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. The law of Moses cannot forgive you or justify you. It is only through the precious blood of Jesus that you are justified and forgiven. But there is a warning for people who nonchalantly look at the scripture. It says, beware therefore lest that which come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers, and wonder and perish. For I work a work in your day, and a work which you shall not in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. It tells us here, watch out, you despisers. You will wonder and you will perish, because it will be preached amongst you and you will not believe it. This is a very sobering scripture, even though people preach it and teach it. There are many who will not believe it. They will despise it because they have no love for the truth. And that happens with many, many religious people. They would rather serve their religion than what the Word of God teaches. Where do you stand today on this subject? Are you willing to give up everything you have to be so that you are free to believe the truth? That's what it takes. This is what the Bible teaches us. You have to sell everything. You have to give up everything. If you are holding on to something that'll keep you from accepting the truth of salvation, then God will eventually allow you to believe the lie that what you're holding on to is your salvation. This is how it works. God gives you up because you do not love the truth. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, it tells us, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. The reason your spirit was sanctified is because you believed the truth. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, verse 12, it tells us, but as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is what the Word of God teaches. If you love the truth, God will open your heart and you will be able to accept it, and thus your spirit will be sanctified. So look on these scriptures, study them for yourself, and become a blessing to many around you. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.